Track 6.
So today I'm going to talk about Malala Yousafzai. As I said in my introduction, she is a famous activist for girls' education. Malala was born in a village in Pakistan in 1997. Her father was a teacher and Malala loved going to school. Malala's father believed strongly that all girls should have an education. But when Malala was 11 years old, her village was invaded by a group called the Taliban. They took control and banned all the girls from going to school. Malala and her father were angry about this decision and they protested against it. Malala wrote a blog, using a false name, about how much she wanted to go back to school. She talked to the media and even made a documentary with an American journalist. Because of this, people guessed that she was also the blogger. She became well known in Pakistan and abroad for supporting girls' education. By this time, she was still only 13 years old. When Malala was 15, she was shot by a Taliban soldier on her way home from school. The Taliban were angry about her speaking against their rules. She was very badly hurt, but she survived the attack. She was taken to hospital in Pakistan and then to England. She slowly recovered and her family moved to England to live. This terrible event made more people from all over the world support her campaign for girls' education. It took months and months for Malala to recover, but she was determined to carry on her fight. Since then, with her father, she created the Malala Fund to help every girl go to school and have opportunities. In 2014, when she was only 17, she became the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. This is a very important award for people who have done great things to help other people.